Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the crazy roller coaster of human emotions. And today, we're diving headfirst into something we all grapple with at some point. Fear and anxiety. Ever feel like that little voice in your head is constantly whispering doubts and what ifs? You know that feeling when you're about to do something amazing, but your stomach flips like a pancake on a hot griddle? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? We don't have to let fear hold us back. This podcast isn't about pretending everything is sunshine and rainbows, because let's be real, life throws curveballs faster than a baseball pitcher with anger management issues. It's about recognizing those feelings, understanding them, and learning how to dance around them instead of letting them stomp all over our dreams. Think of it like this. Fear and anxiety are like uninvited guests at your party. They show up, try to take control, but you're the host. And you decide how much power you give them. So here's the deal, my friends. 5 key takeaways to help you conquer those pesky feelings of fear and anxiety. 1. Name it to tame it. Ever heard the saying, what you resist persists? It's true. When we ignore our fears or try to sweep them under the rug, they tend to come back stronger. So, let's get brave. Give those fears a name. Write them down. Say them out loud. Acknowledging them is the first step towards conquering them. Like facing a monster in a horror movie, sometimes just knowing what you are dealing with takes away some of its power. 2. Challenge your inner critic. We all have that voice in our head that can be a real downer, constantly pointing out our flaws and making us doubt ourselves. But remember, that voice isn't always accurate. It often stems from past experiences or insecurities. So, when your inner critic starts chirping, challenge those negative thoughts. Ask yourself, is this really true? Is there evidence to support this? You might be surprised by how many of those thoughts are just plain old bull. 3. Focus on what you can control. Feeling overwhelmed? It's easy to get caught up in things we can't change, which only fuels our anxiety. But here is the secret. You have more control than you think. Focus your energy on what you can influence: your actions, your thoughts, your reactions. Take small steps towards your goals, celebrate your wins, and remember that progress, not perfection, is the key. 4. Practice self-care. Listen up, friends. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are great. It's about taking care of your physical and mental well-being. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing foods, move your body, connect with loved ones, and do things that bring you joy. Think of it like this. You wouldn't run a car on empty, right? Same goes for your mind and body. 5. Seek support when needed. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Talk to a trusted friend or family member, join a support group, or seek professional help from a therapist. Sharing your feelings can be incredibly empowering and provide valuable insights. There's no shame in asking for help. It takes courage and strength. Let me tell you about Sarah. Sarah was a brilliant artist who always dreamed of exhibiting her work in a gallery. The fear held her back. She worried what people would think, doubted her talent, and let those anxieties paralyze her. One day, she decided to take a leap of faith. She joined an art class, connected with other artists, and started sharing her work. It wasn't easy at first, but Sarah kept pushing through the fear. She reminded herself that progress over perfection was key, celebrated small victories, and leaned on the support of her new artist friends. Eventually, she had the courage to submit her artwork for a gallery exhibition. Guess what? Her work was selected. Sarah's story shows us that facing our fears head-on, taking small steps, and celebrating every victory can lead to incredible achievements. So, my amazing listeners, remember this. Fear and anxiety are normal human experiences, but they don't have to control your life. Take these key takeaways, put them into action, and start living a more courageous and fulfilling life. Challenge those negative thoughts, celebrate your wins, and never stop believing in yourself. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some practical ways you've overcome fear or anxiety in your own life? Share your stories and insights with me on social media. Let's create a community of support and encouragement together. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.